present the news quiz with your chairman, Barry Took.
Hello and welcome to the news quiz. We start with a cutting from The Guardian, read by Brian Perkins.
Premiership preview. Manchester City's hard-pressed manager discusses the coming struggle with Cynthia Bateman.
Thank everybody who sent us that. Let's meet the teams now. Will you welcome, please, first on my right, Francis Ween of The Guardian and Steve Punt of Television's Punt and Dennis. Facing them on my left, speaking to the nation, Jeremy Hardy, and the Independent's Miles Kington. Before we start round one, here's a news item from the General Practitioner magazine.
A fund-holding GP is planning to install an undertaker's office as part of a new one-stop health centre.
Francis, you get the first question. It's this. What glasshouse featured in Howard's Way?
What glasshouse featured in Howard's Way? Michael Howard?
Yeah.
Well, this is probably one of his anti-crime initiatives.
It is.
I should think. It's very odd because Michael Howard claimed last week to be on holiday in France when his son wrote an article pretending to be Brian Gould, which appeared under Brian Gould's name. They claimed they were in France and incognito, but in spite of that, he manages every day to start some new initiative. So we're going to give criminals a hard time, which he's been doing ever since he was Home Secretary. Every month he says, now we're going to really crack down. We're going to be firm. We're going to have boot camps, short, sharp shocks and things like this. And then a month later he says, right, we're going to crack down on crime now. And I think he's done it again. He says they're going to have to go off and join the army now, or be put into army camps, which amounts to the same thing, because we all know how well soldiers turn out. So that's what criminals are going to do now.
Well, yes, it seems to make some sort of sense. This was the Home Secretary's latest scheme for dealing with violent young offenders. He wants them sent to army camps, but the MOD aren't keen. They say, why should the army be lumbered with a bunch of blokes who just want to go out fighting all the time? Mr. Howard was embarrassed to find the regime wasn't nearly as tough as he'd hoped in his new boot camps. Due to a slight typing error, 24 muggers had just done 6 months at a high street chemist. Steve, nice to have you back on the programme. This is your question. Who got a cheap star for their package deal?
Oh, yes. This is the well-known Yugoslavian football team, Red Star Parcels, who are being sold off, aren't they, for £1.
That's
and
right.
I don't know why they're being sold off, but apparently all the share application forms were sent out Federal Express. And I think they've been slightly overwhelmed by competition, so the government have done what they always do, and they're going to sell them off.
That's right. This was British Rail's Red Star Parcel Service, whose profits have nosedived. Its sale to a team of bosses for £1 angered Labour, who say that the government should never hand over management to a bunch of blunderers. Well, not until after the next election, anyway. However, the consortium of Red Star managers put together a very comprehensive package, then tore off half the address label and kicked it around the office until it rattled inside. Grossly unfair. Miles, nice to have you back on the programme. Who's feeling a bit lily-livered about his seat?
It sounds like a reference to Peter Lilly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading all the papers this week and I haven't seen any reference to Peter Lilly at all.
He's on holiday as well.
It's the only story I've seen of any interest is Richard Baker leaving the BBC and going to Classic FM. And apparently there's an old tradition in the BBC that if he leaves, he's been there for 100 years and the monarchy will die.
Lily's worried about his seat, isn't he?
Yes.
Lily is his surname, not his pet name in the cabinet.
No.
He's worried he wants somebody else's seat now, because his own seat's not safe. And I wouldn't construe anything more from that at all.
But you keep reading lists of Tory MPs who are not going to stand in the next election.
Right.
And I think that it's over 300 now, isn't it? And
that's the number it won't get in.
You maybe find a safe seat somewhere in South America that's still under military dictatorship.
Jeremy, you've been jolly helpful up to now.
Thank you, love.
Here's a piece of music for you.
Chest,
lyrics you get these days. It was the Eton Rifles by The Jam. The question is, who pressed for no rifling around Eton?
Wills, who is future King Prince William, is being sent to Eton. He's being sent to boarding school. I don't know much about that because I wasn't sent to boarding school because my parents actually quite liked me, really. it's very interesting because the police are worried about him and he's going to be tagged. He's going to have an electronic tag on his wrist so his parents will know what his wrist is doing at all times. Lord Wakeham is chairman of the Press Complaints Commission. I don't know, he must have privatised it when he was a minister, I suppose. And he says that he must be left alone by the paparazzi, Prince William. And he said, what's good for a young child in Accrington is good for a child at Eton, which is true, because Prince William will grow up with no job and nothing useful to contribute to society. He'll just end up joining the army for something to do.
I'm glad you came. This is all about the press and the schoolboy formerly known as Prince William. Lord Wakeham wants the prince to be free from prying cameras at Eton, to live like his normal schoolboy chums, knocking each other's top hats off, swapping accountants, and learning all the kings and queens of England right down to granny and daddy. Well, it's part of Britain's tradition, isn't it? As is the score at the end of the first round of the news quiz. It's always the same for all. We start round two with an advertisement in the Catholic Herald.
The retreat offers an opportunity to take a step back from life, especially if you've been having difficulty getting in touch with God. Telephone 0151 275056.
Thank you, Julian Ogilvie of Hammersmith, for spotting that. And while on this subject, Francis, what, pray, became not the 9 o'clock service?
I think this is about the Sheffield goings-on.
Yes.
If one can call them that, where a lot of people got completely hysterical. It was during the last election. The Labour Party had a rally in Sheffield. And Neil Kinnock came on stage and said, yeah, go for it, and this sort of thing. And a lot of women fainted and have had counselling ever since. Something like that. Well, anyway, I missed the story, but it's about a man called Brain.
Or Bain.
Brain of Sheffield. Or Bain, if you say so. Who was tied up in the Sheffield rally in some way, thought it was a good idea, went off and did it at his local church. And every week they would, I think they'd eat Big Macs during communion and swig Coke and, or snort Coke, I don't know what they did with it. And he used to be in a rock band, but anyway, he's been found out by his bishop after about 3 years of non-stop orgies, and he's now in hiding, receiving counselling, inevitably.
It's very odd that he's called Brain, because it's the one part of his body he doesn't seem to have used.
What kind of young people? I mean, these people have to be gullible, because what kind of young people can be persuaded to go to Evensong on the grounds of its tremendous fun? I mean, he must have gone round the coffee bars, saying, hi, kids, you're into skiffle, are you? Well, I dare say you think God's a bit of a square, don't you? Cliff's into Jesus, and Cliff's a rock and roller. Yeah. They must have gone to a 9 o'clock service because they'd never been up before 9 o'clock.
But Sheffield, of course, is in Yorkshire, and he had promised them that he would turn wine into water, which is he failed to do, obviously. But
well, this is the rave priest of Sheffield, Chris Bain. I have here, could well be Brain, who knows? Who converted thousands with his controversial 9 o'clock service? Church leaders became upset with his dubious methods, as in fact did the BBC. If a vicar can pull in thousands of converts with endless rave music, mindless gibberish, and explicit sex talk, why can't Radio 1? Steve, how was thunder heard freely through the windows?
How was thunder heard freely through the windows?
Yes.
He said, turning to his teammate.
Who is, well, only too happy to help.
I don't know, I can only assume it's something to do with computers.
It's to do with...
Oh, the windows. Oh, good grief. Sorry, I've got it. Yes. Thunder being the Thunderer.
Exactly.
I.e. the Times newspaper.
That's
yes,
right.
This is Bill Gates, who is the richest man in the world, despite the fact he looks like the sort of person who'd be at the end of a train platform.
A guard, do you mean?
Saying, oh, look, there's a train carrying lots of Red Star parcels soon to be privatised. But no, he's actually the world's most famous and richest anorak, who has spent the last 15 years becoming incredibly rich by inventing windows. which is a program which is supposed to be incredibly easy to use on your computer, but which I still can't use. And,
no wonder you're down on him.
And he's updated it now. He's created Windows 95, and he bought up Friday's Times, I believe, in order to advertise it.
Yes, it's exactly, you've got it absolutely right. This was the Times newspaper, given free for a day to promote the launch of Bill Gates' Windows 95 computer software package, although most readers saw Gates and Windows and thought it was the summer sale at B&Q.
What's wrong with the old wooden computers like we used to have? Nice proper leather-bound buttons they had on them.
Indeed, and children used to bowl them down the street with a stick.
Yes.
Miles, have a listen to this.
They can't find out the day. Me and little J.O.D. will be going away. I love you both, and this will be pure A-G-double-L. For me, oh, I wish that we could stop this D-I-B-O-R-C-E.
Well, that was Tammy Wynette singing R-U-B-B-I-S-H. Or rather, divorce. And the question is, Miles, why is not tying them together?
I always love country music where they have to spell out the difficult words. Is this a reference to the fact that divorce is now getting more and more common? And
yep.
Marriage is getting less and less common. I don't know how they marry the two figures together, because if more and more people are getting divorced and fewer are getting married, there's going to come a time... fewer and fewer people are getting married, then the people who are getting divorced will have to get divorced more often.
To make up the figures.
Don't look at me, Barry. I know nothing about this.
Single people will get divorced. They'll just have violent arguments about themselves and start taping all the records. And... But it's a terrible thing, the breakdown of marriage, because without marriage, you can't really discuss sort of garden furniture and kitchen tiles properly. It just doesn't work.
I don't know whether in the long term it might have sort of big effects on culture as well. We have to go to the opera house and see the cohabitation of Figaro, or going to the cinema and watching four long-term commitments and a funeral.
People say this is very bad for children because the child needs a positive male role model figure and a father, and yet Michael Portillo's father fought against the fascists in the Spanish Civil War and somehow manages to bring up an evil little Tory slimeball.
The News Quiz is a non-political program. And I am Michael Barrymore. What do you mean I sound like him? And the scores at the end of round two are still tied at 8-8. We start round three with a cutting from The Guardian.
A man arrested in America for boarding a bus while wearing no trousers has apologized for the offense. I'm sorry, he told the court in Wisconsin, but I thought it was Monday.
Well, thank you, Alan Bates of Croydon, for sending us that. Francis, what did Bird for doing the one that did the bird?
I think this is about a serial killer.
Yes.
I think it began with a worm, as these things often do, and the worm was then eaten by a bird,
yes.
And the worm was then attacked, eaten by a cat called Fluffy. Notice the lower bits of this food chain don't seem to have names, but once you reach the cat level, they start to name. And Fluffy had the bird in her mouth. When along came, I think, an English pit bull terrier called Lucy, probably.
That's right.
Lucy then ate Fluffy, plus the unnamed bird and the worm, I suppose, and was arrested, banged up. They tried to beat a confession out of her, but it's quite difficult to fabricate a confession from a dog. They got on an Alsatian to try and do it, but some bark's quite different. And so I think Lucy exercised her right to silence. And anyway, she destroyed all the evidence, so they didn't really have very much to go on. So they had to let her go in the end, but they gave her a knife in the cells and threatened her a bit and said they were going to do her for ABH or something, actually, animal bodily harm. But she now walks out without a stain on her character.
Right, too. They're only behaving naturally. The worm was called Ginger, by the way.
Sorry.
These dog owners, they always say, oh, it's in his nature, he's a wild, untamed beast. You know, if a dog attacks a cat or a raven at Tower of London or something. But when a dog turns on a person and tears them apart, the owner says, I can't understand it, it's not in his nature at all. He's so quiet, he just reads and plays with his personal computer.
This is all about Lucy, the pit bull that was arrested by police for killing a cat that was eating a bird. First attempt to arrest lasted several hours after officers sent in a sniffer dog. During questioning, however, Lucy answered no questions. As remaining silent is now taken as an admission of guilt, the police managed to clear up a string of car thefts. And the Brinkmats bullion robbery. Steve, here's a piece of music for you.
Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Well, I don't have to tell you what that was. Your question is, who will be treated like royalty on an economy flight?
Ah, right. Yes, this is Her Majesty the Queen, I assume. She's not actually going to Acapulco Bay. She's going to New Zealand. I don't know why. Possibly she's trying to sign up Jonah Lomu to be Prince William's bodyguard when he goes to Eton. She's going to New Zealand, and what she's doing, being very public-spirited, is she's not going to go... Normally, when she flies, she goes on an RAF plane. Presumably not an ordinary RAF plane, because RAF planes inside have just got two rows of benches full of paratroopers, which... 30,000 feet over New Zealand. Is that out you get, Mom? And off she goes.
All the ramp.
Yes, exactly.
With the corgis coming down behind.
Exactly. But she's decided that she's going to go on an ordinary scheduled flight on Air New Zealand, and is currently worried about whether to pack the crown in the hand baggage or in her suitcase, because it might put her overweight. That's what she's doing, I think.
That's right. Actually, the Queen is quite bemused by the whole idea. The last time she travelled anywhere on a jumbo, there was a small boy sat behind her hitting its backside with a long stick.
Those are cheap booze and fags for Margaret, aren't
they? Something nice for Mum. Miles, who went nowhere fast, pedalling a new record? As a cyclist yourself, you should know this.
I do know this. His name is Bruce Burstford.
Yes.
And he has been working on a bicycle for a number of years, which has cost only £1 million of research.
Quite right.
To become the fastest bicyclist in the world. And what puzzles me is that he did it totally stationary. He was on a rolling road somewhere in... Hmm. I don't know what was he achieved 200 miles an hour going stationary. And I actually don't call that breaking 200 miles an hour if you're on the same spot. I think you should go out and do it on the road. And we all know you can't do it on the road because the wind resistance. I've tried this myself.
Have you?
Yeah.
What did you get up to?
After 17 miles an hour, the wind resistance becomes so horrendous you have to keep at that speed. So how he got to 200 miles an hour, except by staying stationary, I shall never know. And I don't want to know. I think the man's a fraud. You get out there on the M4 like everyone else.
You're absolutely right, Miles. It's Bruce Burstford who cycled 208 miles an hour on a rolling road machine and gained a new world land speed record for an exercise bike. Bruce's bike costs... I've got one at home. Anybody want to buy it?
But you don't get water records on a rowing machine, do you?
Well, I suppose if you spend enough money and time and get a PR company to look after you, especially. The previous record was 152 miles an hour, set earlier in the week by a vicar leaving Sheffield pursued by a gang of... Jeremy, yes. Why might you get a different type of bill from your milkman?
Ah, plod again.
It is.
More plod. The police are enlisting the support of all kinds of other professions to keep their eyes open. People who are out on the streets, taxi drivers, milkmen, postmen, Jehovah's Witnesses, prostitutes, burglars as well. The postman and the milkman are going to be their eyes and ears. The taxi driver's going to be their brains. And this is marvellous because, you know, the milkman will be able to say, look, sir, let me... Mrs. Robinson hasn't put her empties out. She must be opening a petrol bomb factory in there. Posties will be looking out for letters addressed to the Riddler or Mad Tommy the Chainsaw Maniac. No, you see what it is. Posties are trained now to tell if your house has been broken into, and then they put a little slip through the door saying, while you were out, you were robbed. And then they tell the police, and like lightning, 3 days later, the police come round and say, well, we get a lot of this round here. And cab drivers will be very effective. They'll just radio in and say, crime, I'll tell you about crime. I should shoot them all. I should line up against the wall. There should be fields round here. We never had engines in the old taxis. They were made of wood, the old taxis. They come over here, stinking the place out with their loud music. I'll tell you what, they should shoot them all and put them in the army.
Well, that brings us to the end of yet another round. And the scores are still tied. This time, it's 12 all. Before we start the final round, here's a cutting from the Swinton Advertiser.
A naked flasher is jumping out of bushes and exposing himself, say Worsley Police. PC Andy Holden said because the weather is particularly nice at the moment, this man sees it as the ideal opportunity. We tend to get people exposing themselves more in the summer. In the winter, it tends to drop off.
And I'd like to see anyone get a double meaning out of that. Francis, have a listen to this.
Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on the run across the universe. Haunt me under like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
As Across the Universe by the Beatles fades into the silence, your question is, why might the creation be alien to believers?
This is a conference which, funnily enough, I think is taking place in Sheffield.
It is.
Scene of most of these disorderly get-togethers. And a lot of nutcases are going to Sheffield. A lot of rather responsible people went to Sheffield, including Roy Hattersley, I believe, who was referred to in the Daily Mail as a UFO expert. I don't know on what grounds they call him a UFO expert, but I suppose he's had years
objects,
dealing
possibly.
With weird objects that come from nowhere and go nowhere. And they carried out some sort of autopsy and discovered he hadn't got a belly button and had six toes and was almost certainly the former deputy leader of the Labour Party. They're claiming that this film proves that aliens landed in a place called Roswell or Roswell years ago in the 1940s, 47, I think, if you really want the details. And by an amazing coincidence, these alien beings from millions of zillions of miles away look suspiciously similar to humans, except they've got six toes and no belly buttons. In every other respect, they're quite identical. They have noses, eyes, or whatever, anything. One eye on each side. And could easily pass for a senior member of the Labour Party.
This was the Sheffield UFO conference that also discussed the creation of the universe and alien abductions. Two male delegates claimed they'd been kidnapped by little green men, stripped naked in their spaceship, and then were dumped behind bushes on the A71. And no, the magistrate didn't believe them either. Miles, what in sure terms has a bark that's worse than its fright?
Actually, I've been doodling here, and I worked out that maybe the reason that Roy Hattersley is interested in UFOs, it stands for Unelectable Full-Time Opposition. It's something to do with Barclays Bank.
It is indeed.
They've said that they won't give lower premiums for home contents insurance to dog owners because their stuff's not worth anything because it's covered with saliva and coffee and bite. And once your dog's tried to have sex with your video, no one's going to want to steal it. So they're not going to cut insurance premiums, which is good, because it's time we started discriminating against dog owners, I think, personally. What?
That was my tame dog, Jeremy, talking for me.
And very nicely he did it, too. Give him a pat on the head and a bonio. It's the discovery by Barclays Bank that dogs are no good as burglar alarms, which seems odd. I think if I saw a Rottweiler stuck on the front of someone's house with a flashing blue light on its head. However, they have introduced a new scheme for families who own pit bulls, free insurance cover against being burgled by a cat. Jeremy, Who had the council in and has got nowhere to sit?
This is the deck chair man in Scarborough, Yarmouth, or Yarmouth. Seaside place.
Yarmouth,
yeah.
Is right. Yes,
and he had all these deck chairs, and he didn't have a licence for them to be in the gardens, only on the prom. And he let people go and sit on them in the gardens, and they came in a dawn raid. And they did. They smashed their way in, and they took all his deck chairs. Which I think is only right, because he said he couldn't keep track of all these deck chairs and pensioners would whisk them off and sit places on them where they weren't supposed to sit. But I bet if they hadn't paid and they just sat on his deck chair, then he could keep track of them. They'd be finding them saying you can't sit there. Oh. And he makes £200 a day from old people having nowhere else to sit. And I think it's appalling, and he should be shut down by the council. But in the army, that's what he needs.
Sorry about the great Yarmouth deck chair raid. The beach hire business of Mr. Ron Sewell was raided in a dawn swoop by burly men from the town hall, grabbing every chair and lounger in sight. Ron was terrified. For a moment he thought a party of German tourists had arrived. 500 deck chairs were taken in to be used in evidence. They'll never be made to stand up in court. Well, before we reveal the final scores, let's see what cuttings the teams have brought along. Francis, have you brought a cutting for us?
Yes, Barry. This is from the Liverpool Daily Post, and it's about an exhibition put on by Liverpool City Council to do with Charles Dickens. Unfortunately, someone got their bearded 19th century writers mixed up, and all the posters and exhibition invitations featured the face of Alfred Tennyson. A spokesman for the council explained, basically, they've both got beards, although I wouldn't know, I've never met either of them.
Very good. Steve?
Yes, I've got a cutting from a paper from South East London, which is called The News Shopper. I don't know what it is. You'd probably read it while you're queuing for the checkout. And it says in it, health watchdogs who've been monitoring changes to emergency services within the borough have found that people with eye injuries have to wait the longest before seeing a doctor.
Miles, what have you brought for us?
It's from the Yorkshire Evening Post. It says, a jilted bridegroom wanted police to shoot him because he thought suicide was a sin. After engineering a gunpoint robbery at a supermarket, Lee Botham prayed police marksmen would move in. The alarm was not raised for almost 3 hours. By which time, Botham, 21, became fed up and left the shop with £300 from the till.
How nice these days to have a story with a happy ending. Jeremy.
This paper, believe it or not, is the Algarve edition of the Portuguese newspaper in English, which is called The News, which is English for the news. And this is a little tiny bit. London police are treating as suspicious the death of a vegetarian jogger who was killed by an 8-pound frozen leg of lamb thrown from a third-floor window.
What a horrible way to go if you're a vegetarian. Well, let's look at the final score. We don't have to look far. And quite properly, the teams have tied. 16 all played every...
Taking part in the news quiz were Francis Ween, Jeremy Hardy, Steve Punt and Miles Kington. The chairman was Barry Took and the news was read by me, Brian Perkins. The programme was written by Ian Pattinson. The producer was Alad Evans.